Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know, life can get pretty hectic, right? We're constantly bombarded with deadlines, demands, and that never-ending scroll of social media. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget to appreciate the good stuff, especially the amazing people in our lives. But today, we're going to talk about something super powerful. Practicing gratitude for improved relationships. Because let's face it, who doesn't want stronger, more fulfilling connections with the folks they care about? See, gratitude is like a magic potion for relationships. When you focus on what you're thankful for in your loved ones, it shifts your entire perspective. Instead of dwelling on their shortcomings or getting caught up in little annoyances, you start seeing the amazing qualities that make them so special. Think about it, ever noticed how much easier it is to forgive someone when you remember all the good times you've shared? Or how a simple thank you can brighten someone's entire day? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more gratitude in your relationships and see those connections thrive. First up, start noticing the little things. It's not always about grand gestures, it's about appreciating those everyday moments. Maybe it's a partner who makes your coffee just right, or a friend who always listens without judgment. These seemingly small acts can be incredibly meaningful. Next time you find yourself taking these things for granted, pause and express your appreciation. Number 2. Practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words someone is saying, it's about truly understanding their perspective. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your undivided attention. When you show genuine interest in what they have to say, it makes them feel valued and heard. Third, don't forget the power of thank you. Seriously, this little phrase can work wonders. It shows that you recognize and appreciate someone's efforts, big or small. And don't just say it out loud, write it in a note, send a text, or even leave a thoughtful comment online. Follow. Celebrate their wins. When someone you care about achieves something, whether it's a personal milestone or a professional accomplishment, be there to celebrate with them. Share in their joy and let them know how proud you are. It shows that you support them and believe in their dreams. And finally, number 5. Remember, gratitude is a muscle. It takes practice. Just like any other skill, the more you cultivate it, the stronger it becomes. So make a conscious effort to express your gratitude regularly and watch those relationships blossom. Ever feel like you're caught in an endless cycle of complaining or negativity? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong and you just can't seem to shake the bad vibes? Well, I've been there too. But here's the thing. Practicing gratitude has a way of shifting your perspective. Let me give you an example. Imagine this year having dinner with your significant other, and things aren't going smoothly. Maybe they forgot to pick up something from the grocery store, or they accidentally spilled their drink on the tablecloth. Instead of letting those minor inconveniences ruin the evening, focus on the good stuff. Remember why you fell in love with this person in the first place, appreciate the laughter you share, and be thankful for the opportunity to connect over a meal. It's amazing how much that simple shift in mindset can change the entire experience. So, what's the takeaway here? Relationships thrive on appreciation and understanding. By practicing gratitude, we open ourselves up to seeing the best in those around us, even when things get tough. Remember, it's not about ignoring the challenges, it's about choosing to focus on the positive aspects and building stronger connections through genuine appreciation. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, practicing gratitude is like planting seeds of positivity that will blossom into stronger relationships. It takes conscious effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice gratitude in your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media using #FortitudeFirst. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with daily stoic wisdom for a more resilient and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep forging ahead with fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.